Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to an East Coast guy, one of my favorite just human beings that I got to know over the course of this crazy career in business. He is the one and only Jeff Zilgit from USA Today, NBA writer, insider, extraordinaire, does it all. I was going to throw a bunch of other titles on there, but he's just Jeff. Hi, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, Bill. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. Can you remind the people, because I think sometimes people forget, that as exciting as some of the games were over the weekend, that these series are actually not over and that there is not conclusive data yet? Because I've seen so many overreactions from so many places after the first weekend of the NBA playoffs.
Well, Bill, I like to call it jumping to conclusions. We all do it in our various ways. And in general, when it comes to the playoffs, we are prisoners of the moment. And so we're sort of doing things based on what we see. But, Bill, the point you just made, we've seen too many games where a team is blown out one game and comes back the next. That's the very nature of the playoffs for a lot of teams. If there's anything to gather from a bad loss, good win, whatever it is, close game, like last night's Oklahoma City game, is you go from there, and the very next game, the very much opposite of what just happened in game one can happen in game two. Now, I know there's certain circumstances. We can get into a couple of series. You know, the Sixers played really well, gave the Knicks a game, but the minutes without Joel Embiid were not very good for the Sixers, and he's already, you know, not 100%, has a little injury scare. And so there are some things that maybe do play out, Bill, but your overall point is, you know, some of these series, let's see what the Suns do in game two. You know, let's see what happens in game two is very much the bottom line here.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Jeff Zilgit here on the show. The one series to me, Jeff, that feels like maybe you could jump to conclusions, which is dangerous even in one scenario, but the one where I would feel a little less nervous if somebody said this series is going to go the way we expect is Nuggets versus Lakers. And the Lakers played Denver really tough for big stretches of that game, and then Denver's quality just came out. Do you see a path, adjustments, a scenario, if you're a Lakers fan, that you can cling to in the hope that you can make a series of this thing against the defending champions?
Yeah, Bill, it all depends on what you and I are talking about, what a series is here. Are we talking a six-game series, a seven-game? I mean, I don't think it goes past six, Bill. I mean, one, we have some precedent here. The nine consecutive Nuggets victories, including four in a row in last year's Western Conference Finals. The fact that LeBron and AD can have really good games, by and large, statistically, LeBron's seven turnovers didn't help. But LeBron said it best, is that the margin for error against the Nuggets is really, really small, and I'm not sure that this Lakers team has that kind of margin of error in them. And that's just how good Denver is. And Bill, you hit on a point, and I looked at some of the numbers. Over the past few seasons, especially, you know, last year and this year, there might not be a better closing team than the Denver Nuggets. The way they execute down the stretch, not only offensively, because you have Joker and Jamal Murray, and then, you know, you can find Aaron Gordon the ball, you can get it to Michael Porter Jr., so on and so forth, is the Nuggets also can do it defensively as well. So it's really hard just to see the Lakers coming up with the kind of plan. You know, AD was fantastic, Bill. Like, that's about as good of a game you're going to get from AD, and Denver just pulls away down the stretch. Adjustments, Bill, I don't know. You know, cut down some turnovers. Can you get D'Angelo Russell to hit a couple more shots, not go 1-for-9 from three? All those things matter. We're talking the Lakers need to play perfect basketball probably to win this series. Not sure they're capable of that.
Jeff Zilkin here on the show. Jeff, that some of these games were not particularly close, but last night's game was pretty amazing. And it felt like there was a chance for New Orleans without Zion to steal that game. And at least from my eye, the last 2 minutes got pretty nervy. There were some bad turnovers that happened, especially for that Pelicans team. But it is a long series, and that is a Pelicans team that has some pretty great perimeter defenders. They do a great job guarding the three. They did not get a great shooting night from Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum. McCollum had, you know, a better second half, but missed that shot at the end. Is that a series that you think could have a different outcome than the opening led us to believe? Is there a different series where you sort of look at it despite a team that lost and say, I could see that team winning this best of seven despite being down 1-0?
I think, Bill, I'd feel a little bit more confident of saying that had they got game one. Let's look at this Oklahoma City team. Not only is this group playing in the playoffs together for the first time, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and you talk about the Pelicans, you know, there are some shaky moments before that two-minute mark for the Thunder. And I think that illustrates that they haven't been in this position before, Bill, with this roster. You know, a lot of these guys are playing in their first playoff series. And so you saw some of that. And Mark Daigneault, who probably is going to win Coach of the Year, also coaching in his first best of seven playoff series as a head coach in the NBA. And so you take those into account. I'm going to chalk that up to some of the first-time jitters for this squad. I think New Orleans can make these games close. I'm just not sure they can win the series without Zion. You know, even if you get better shooting games from a couple of the guys you mentioned, you know, Jose Alvarado didn't have a great game offensively, and you're not going to get great game from him offensively too much, but a little bit better than what he had. But I think once this Thunder team settles in, you're going to start to see really why they got the number one seed in the West. And for those of who haven't really watched Oklahoma City this year, obviously you've heard of Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. You know Chet Holmgren. Zero in on Jalen Williams. He's one of my favorite players in the league. He's on the verge of being an all-star. He might not have the all-star glamour game, but he's a fantastic two-way player, Bill, and he might be the second most important player on that Thunder roster.
It is such a talented young team. Jeff Zilkin here on the show. Jeff, the Celtics, I mean, I don't even know what superlatives to use to describe how good they are. Third highest net rating in NBA history. They've got a pretty, and you earn this with the one seed, they have a pretty favorable path forward, especially with no Jimmy Butler in this Heat series. And they've obviously got experience. They, a couple years ago, made the finals and lost. Last year, were a game away from another finals. I don't usually do absolutes, but I want to ask you this. Given their success this year, given their roster, how far do they have to go without it feeling like chaos and failure in Boston? Is a finals appearance the answer? If they have to win, what is the minimum standard if that's fair if you're the Celtics organization for this postseason?
Finals appearance, Bill, because once you get there, you're going to play a really good team coming out of the West. I still think it's going to be Denver. But look, you started to hint on a couple things. When is this team with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum as the, you know, co-leaders, and maybe Jason Tatum, you know, a little bit more, you know, he's going to be probably first team all NBA this year. And I'm not sure Jaylen Brown is going to make one of the all NBA teams, but this is probably the best team they've had, Bill, since Jaylen Brown got there. They've been to what? 4-5 conference finals with those two. I think Jaylen Brown got there his rookie year, so he has one more than Jason Tatum. But you add Porzingis, you add Jrue Holiday. It's the best starting five in the league, Bill. You talk about, you know, the superlatives. They did everything they had to in game one. They didn't leave any doubt, which was sort of the minimum request right there, okay? Don't give Miami any chance to think that they can be in this series. Go out there and take care of business in, you know, the very businesslike manner, and that's exactly what they did. But getting to it, Bill, like you get to the finals, we all know it can go either way, but I think that's the sort of the bare minimum. I think anything short of that is going to be a huge disappointment for the players in the organization. And, you know, again, they've put together that starting five. They've got some, you know, might not have always the, you know, the kind of bench you look at and say, man, that's a top quality bench, but they do pretty well. And so let's see how far they can get. But, you know, short of that, Bill, there's going to be disappointment in Boston lots of ways around if they don't win the East.
Jeff, real talk here. When we get to this stage of things, right, we are at the very beginning of a very long postseason marathon. Are you one of those NBA writers who are thrilled and excited, or like several unnamed friends, are you one of those folks who slap their head and say, oh, my God, now it begins? Where's your head at as we begin this beautiful two-month grind?
No, Bill, I like to see the start of it. I like to all the things that we're sitting here talking about right now. It all plays a role into what happens in the next round, the round after that, and, you know, conference finals, NBA finals, and what team starts to figure it out, what team hasn't been there before and can get there. If you look at the West, Bill, and at the top with Minnesota and Oklahoma City, that roster that they have, Bill, maybe certain players have gone deep into the playoffs, but the rosters they haven't played together to go deep into the playoffs. So I'm really interested to see how they react from one game to the next. What happens when some adversity hits? What do they do? How do they react? You know, we haven't talked in depth about the Knicks-Sixers series, but, you know, the Knicks wound their way up with a shorthanded roster there to get the number two seed. You know, how much can they rely on Jalen Brunson game in, game out to get them to the conference finals? I do appreciate that aspect of it in the first round. Now, granted, Bill, maybe some of those others you are talking to, they have a two-month grind. They're on the road the entire time.
Fair.
My circumstance is a little bit different where I won't be on the road the entire time for it, you know, a good portion of it, but not the entire time. And so maybe that makes my viewpoint just a little bit different.
That's a great point. I won't be either, and I still feel sorry for myself because I'm spoiled. Jeff Zilgit on the show. Let me ask you a final question this way, if you don't mind. If you had to make a prediction about the NBA Finals, but I ask you to exclude Denver and Boston, and for the sake of this argument, the number one seed in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder, where would you go to then if those three teams were not an option for finals?
Wow, that's a great, great question, Bill. Okay, let's go with this. The Clippers did impress me without Kawhi. Now, for them to make that deep run, I think they're going to need Kawhi. I thought that was a couple teams, Bill, when I talk about the Pacers, huge letdown for me, considering there's a chance to steal a game one. And the same for Dallas. Going on the road without a Kawhi Clippers team, you got to win that game. So I would lean toward a team that has some, you know, experience, Bill. So let me go with the Clippers in the West. The East gets a little bit more difficult. I think by default, Bill, I'm going to have to go with the Knicks. They play with the kind of confidence. They seem to, you know, get the plays from players they need when they need it. They had a good bench performance the other day from their squad. I'm just not sure if I drill down, Bill, that any of the other teams. The exception there, let me say this. If Giannis comes back healthy for the Bucks, like Bucks-Clippers, that's what I would go with, Bill. How about that?
That's a great answer. Jeff Zilgit hanging out on the show. Jeffrey, I look forward. Hey, Jeff, do me a favor. I don't know if I've ever brought this up to you.
Yeah.
When we were all in Boston, because you were there, I think you were there for this. When we were there in Boston for the finals a couple years ago, the Celtics gave, remember they had, for the media food, they had giant lobsters. Remember they had these giant lobsters, as many as you could eat, and I don't know how to eat a lobster, and I was walking, I decided, I got the courage, I'm going to eat this lobster, and I walked over to the table, and you and I think Sam Amick were maybe 15 or 20 feet away, I think you were with Sam, And Sam basically tried to open the lobster, and lobster juice came out of the lobster and hit a guy walking by, and I turned and walked to the steak. Do you remember this?
I do, Bill. And what's funny about it is someone had brought their lobster down to the media workroom from the dining room and was sitting next to me. And the same thing happened. They cracked it open and lobster liquid went flying, you know, at my suit jacket and everything. What are you going to do, Bill? It's the way it goes. But your point is correct. You're going to have to manage those lobsters. And maybe that's why, Bill, we find one of those places in the North End where they do it for you. They put it on a roll, warm butter, and we're good to go with the lobster roll.
My plan was just to have you show me how to open the lobster and do the lobster because the lobster scares me. But I'll tell you what, I like your plan better, Jeff Zilgit. Let's do it on me. And as always, man, thanks for I love having you on the show. Thanks for making time, pal.
Yep, thanks for having me, Bill. We'll talk here in a bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.